Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 85 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's podcast, I will be focusing on adapted literacy activities for non-verbal children. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to let you know if you find my podcast helpful, leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Good Pods. This will help my podcast to reach more fellow autism parents. Literacy is very important for all children, including non-verbal children. There is a misconception. Non-verbal children can't understand anything. They are intellectually disabled, so literacy is not important for them. This can be further from the truth. Many non-verbal children, including my own son, thought or teach themselves to read. I discovered it by accident. My non-verbal son could read. We fail to recognize our children are always taking in so much information from the environment that they surprise us, even though it might not be apparent to us. But it's not the case with all non-verbal children. All non-verbal children cannot read themselves. So we have to start targeting literacy from a young age. Our son got introduced to a high-tech AAC device a decade ago at age 7. These were some of the activities which were shared with me by his speech therapist and his AAC team. These are the same activities I'm going to share in today's episode. Before I share the activities, I would like to let you know if you can get a paper and a pencil and write down, because there is a lot of information I'm going to be sharing in this episode today. So I urge if you can write down all this information, it will be very helpful for you. So the first thing I was asked to do by my son's speech language pathologist was to choose something of significance for my son for every letter of the alphabet A to Z. Then I was given some adapted materials made by the AAC team. The material consisted of visual cards, word cards for each visual, and letter cards. The first activity we can work on with our non-verbal child is initial sound identification. In this, we have to pair the letter card to the visual, label each visual and emphasize the initial sound. What do I mean by that? For example, we are working on initial sound identification of letter B. Then we will pair a visual of a ball to a letter card of the letter B, emphasizing the initial sound B, which is the letter sound for the letter B. Point to the letter that makes that sound. You can also play a matching game. You can present 3 visuals and verbally label each one. Then you will say the target sound in isolation. In this case, the letter B target sound, which is B, and show letter card at the same time. Then you will instruct your child to show you the visual that starts with the target sound. Now, second activity you can work on is letter sound correspondence, or the same activity can be used to teach letter name correspondence. In this, you will teach lowercase letters first. Then you will teach dissimilar letters first. And then third, begin teaching letter sound correspondence by introducing 5 to 6 letters at a time. When your child will show a mastery up to 80%, then you will add new letters. The goal here is to demonstrate letter and sound correspondence by matching sound to the right letter. So you will place three cards in front of the child. Say the target sound but not the letter name. And then you will instruct your child to show you the letter that matches that sound. The last activity is whole word identification. So you will engage your child by labeling each visual and talking about it. Describe their features, the colors, the shapes, the likes, the dislikes. So for example, if you are talking about a ball, talk about the features of the ball, the color of the ball, the shape of the ball. Then you will show the corresponding word card and place it next to the visual. So show the visual card of the ball and then put the word card saying ball next to it. Then you can play a matching game. Visual plus corresponding word card by taking turns. Point how the word has same meaning to the visual. Talk about the initial letter, letter sounds and letter patterns. The goal is for each child to demonstrate whole word identification by matching text to the correct visual. You will present and verbally label three visuals. Present the target written word. Do not verbally label the word. Just present it to your child and then instruct the child to match the word to the correct visual. So I hope you have found this episode very helpful. I hope you have made some notes on it, because so you can come back and reference to this episode. And I hope that you have found this adapted literacy activities useful for your child. So thank you once again for listening to my podcast, and I will see you next time, next week, on a new episode. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.